الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون صدق الله صدق الله العظيم. Respected ulama, my elders and my brothers, whichever level of society we may turn to, be the educated or uneducated, the wealthy or the poor, the affluent or the underprivileged, the general feel at the moment is that the last few months have been difficult for most people. This is by and large the consensus. Those who have investments are complaining that the investments over the last few months have not been giving the returns they expected. Those who have businesses, by and large, have said that their businesses have not been as profitable as they'd hoped. Many people are forced to close their businesses for some time. In this way, there were many other inconveniences that people suffered and underwent, whether it was freedom of movement, whether it was job losses, loss of income. And with this being such a widespread phenomenon, it's very easy for people to fall into depression, for people to lose hope, to succumb to despondency. It's very, very easy. Where people now feel that things are getting too difficult and there's no light at the end of the tunnel, and what can we do? Things are too difficult. But we find that Islam has provided us with the answer. That is, for a person to have the correct mindset of a believer. If a person has iman, he has the correct mindset and correct outlook, then he will always be happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will always be hoping for reward. And he will find a way to make every situation work to his advantage. The first thing that you must bear in mind is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hakim. This means that Allah ta'ala has the complete and absolute right and prerogative to decide in our regard as he wishes and sees fit. We cannot ever question the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in regard to anything. If a person has a vehicle, for example, a 2 million rand vehicle, and against the norm of society, he decides to sell it for 20 rand. Is there anybody who can question him and ask him, why are you doing this? He'll say, it's my vehicle, belongs to me, I have the right to do with it as I please. If I want, I can give it away for free. If I want, I can pay someone to take it from me. We all belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everything that we have also is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a loan from Allah. Allah ta'ala can do as he pleases. And it is not our right, we do not have the right to question Allah or to object against the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Umm Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of Hazrat Anas radiallahu an, she had a young son from her husband, Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu an. And this young boy was very beloved to his father, what we may say, the apple of his eye. And this young boy became very, very ill and sick. Now obviously the father is in a state of suspense, he's in a state of anxiety, worried for the welfare of his child. And we've perhaps heard the incident. Just to come to the point, we wish to mention the child passed away. When the child passed away, how did she break the news to her husband? She tells her husband, tell me, if somebody has something, a possession of his, and he leaves it by somebody else as an amanat, And then he goes and he tells him, I want my item back. Can that person refuse or complain, or does he have to give it back happily? It does not belong to him. Obviously, he has to give it back happily. So she says, this young child of ours was a loan or an amanat from Allah. Allah Ta'ala has taken back what belongs to him. The beloved daughter of Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, one occasion her young child was so sick, it seemed as if the child was going to pass away. So she sends a message to Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that please come immediately, the child seems to be in the throes of death. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what words does he give her on that occasion? Inna lillahi ma akhadha wa ma a'ta. وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ بِأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى فَالْتَصْبِرْ وَالْتَحْتَسِبْ. Everything belongs to Allah, and everything has an appointed time when Allah Ta'ala will take it back. This is the mindset of a believer. This is not mine, it belongs to Allah. As long as I have it, I must be appreciative. When Allah Ta'ala takes it away, then that's the right of Allah, I cannot complain. All I can do is I can make sabr and hope that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will reward me. In the Quran Majid, Allah Ta'ala tells us the same thing. When anything happens, read, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. What is the meaning of this? Indeed, to Allah alone do we belong, and to Him alone will we return. Meaning, let alone our car that was lost, or our job that was lost, or our money that was lost, we ourselves belong to Allah. This is the mindset of a believer. The second thing is that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is Hakim. Allah Ta'ala has complete wisdom. And the decision of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala most definitely has wisdom. A person can see how far. If I take out my glasses, I cannot even see the clock. With my glasses, there's a certain extent to which I can see. Beyond that, a person will require binoculars or a telescope or some advanced gadget with which he can see further. But even then, there will be an end point to where he can see. Beyond that, he can't see. How often a person suffers a tragedy and thereafter he says, you know what? Months have passed and now I realize that was a blessing in disguise. Sometimes a person has his heart set on marrying a certain girl. And when the proposal is rejected and she marries someone else, his boy is heartbroken. And he's depressed and he mopes around. And after some time he learns that actually this girl was on drugs and nobody knew about it. Now he says, Alhamdulillah, you know, Allah Ta'ala saved me. What seemed to be a calamity at that time turned out to be a blessing in disguise. So we should not be too overcome and succumb to depression and worry and anxiety. Yes, it is a bitter pill to swallow at that time. But Allah Ta'ala knows best. Trust in Allah that things will work out eventually. There is light always at the end of the tunnel. Our Hazrat Mufti Sahib tells us that there was a man who was in Jeddah airport. This was approximately in the 70s. And he was returning from Hajj. And he had a confirmed plane ticket. Yet when he went to the counter, for some reason, his ticket continued to be rejected. So obviously he's fighting with the airline. I paid for my ticket, it's my right. And why are you denying me access to the aeroplane? And he made a big fuss and a loud cry. And his friends and family were also fussing and trying to fight. But whatever it was, he was denied the right to board the aeroplane. The plane took off without him. And he's obviously very distraught and very upset, and he was red with rage. And a few hours later, they received the information, the plane crashed and everybody died. A few minutes later, he was fighting with those people. Now he goes and tells them, thank you so much, you know, you saved my life. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala knows best. What seems to be a calamity very often can turn out to be a blessing in disguise. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Qur'an Majid as well, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Sometimes you don't like something. At the time, it seems like the worst thing that could have happened to you. But in reality, there's some good in this. At times, Allah Ta'ala will show you the good in that in your lifetime. Sometimes you won't see it in your lifetime, you'll see it in Akhirat. But we should just trust Allah that definitely Allah Ta'ala knows best. And Allah Ta'ala is doing for us what is best for us. Whether we can understand it or not. You see, a young child has a rotten tooth. If you take the child to the dentist, and now that child gets injected, and the dentist pulls out that tooth, and he's bleeding in his mouth, and he's in a lot of agony and pain. And at that time he feels, why have my parents subjected me to this type of torture? Why are they being so cruel to me? Yet 20 years down the line, he does the same thing to his child. Because now his eyes have opened and he can see that if I leave it like that, what will be the outcome? So at that time, it seems like a calamity and a tragedy. Later on, if not in this world, then in the akhirat, Allah Ta'ala allows us to see that definitely there was some good in that. Hafiz ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayh gives a very inspiring incident. He says there was a man who had a donkey, a dog and a rooster. So the dog provided his security. The rooster was his alarm clock, waking him up for tahajjud and fajr salah. And the donkey was his mode of transport and was his bucky, so as to say. He'd use it to load his goods and take it from point A to point B. Now an animal attacked his donkey, the donkey died. What does he do? He says, never mind, this is from Allah, there must be some good in it. But this is one wicked down. Next thing, the dog dies. But still, he doesn't complain against Allah, he still has hope. A mu'min never loses hope. As long as there's life, he has hope. He says, never mind, this is from Allah, there'll be some khair in this. And then his chicken also died. And still, he doesn't say one, then the other. Now, na'uzubillah, if a person is not pleased with Allah, he'll say, so many thousand donkeys in the dunya, why my donkey must die? Allah Ta'ala, I couldn't find another donkey. Na'uzubillah. We cannot make this type of statement. He says, never mind, there's some khair in this. Then what happened afterwards? It was obviously those days, the olden days. One village attacked another village in the dark of night when there was no moon, they couldn't see anything. And they took every household into slavery, captured them. It was only his house that was saved. The reason is there were no animals making noise from his yard, so his house escaped detection. Now he wakes up in the morning, he says, you know what, those animals died, it was the best thing ever happened. Alhamdulillah, we were saved. So the first thing that we need to say is Allah Ta'ala has the right to do as He pleases. We belong to Allah, everything of ours belongs to Allah, we can't complain. The second thing, Allah Ta'ala knows best. And there is some khair and some good in this, whether I can understand it or cannot understand it, I must trust in Allah. The third thing is, look at how much we still have. Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us in a hadith sharif, "Unzuru ila man huwa asfal minkum." When it comes to the ni'mats of the dunya, look at those people who have less than you. "Wala tanzuru ila man huwa fawqakum." Don't look at those who have more. Today, this is the rat race. I have a bicycle, I'm running behind the man who has a car. And then Allah Ta'ala gives me a Corolla, I'm looking at the man with the Mercedes. And then I get the Mercedes, now I'm running behind the man with the Rolls Royce. And then when I get the Rolls Royce, I want the private jet. We're always looking at those who have more. If the income is 50,000 a month, we're looking at those people who have 100,000 a month. We're never happy. We're never content, we're never happy, we're never appreciative for what we have. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, look at those who have less than you. فَهُوَ أَجْدَرْ أَلَّا تَزْدَرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Then it is more likely that you will not fall into disappreciation and ingratitude for the countless ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala that you enjoy. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Qur'an Majid, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَن تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to count the ni'mats of Allah, you will never manage. I heard one Ali mention that today people play, I don't know about today, when I was young, they used to play a game called I Spy. He says, sit with your child and count the ni'mats of Allah. I will count one, you will count one. I know even in school, they used to often quote an example, they used to take a glass and they used to fill it with water to the halfway mark. And then they used to say, is it half empty or half full? So they say, an optimist says the glass is half full. And a person with a pessimistic outlook will say, no, the glass is half empty. And then you get more clever people, they say no. But a realist will say, who cares whether it's half full or half empty, I still have to wash the cup. And a businessman will say, how much can I sell the cup for? But the outlook of a mu'min should be, alhamdulillah, at least I have a cup. And I got some water. And I got a hand to hold the cup. And I got eyes to see the cup. A person once came to us at Yunus bin Ubaid rahmatullahi alayhi, and he's complaining, I got this problem, and I got only complaining. Not one word of gratitude came out of his mouth. Yunus bin Ubaid rahmatullahi told him, okay, tell me these eyes you got, why don't you sell it for 100,000 dirhams? He said, no, I can't do that. Okay, will you be happy to sell your arms for 100,000 dirhams? He said, no, it's worth more than that. What about your legs? What about this limb? Eventually, Yunus bin Ubaid rahmatullah, I told him, you are enjoying ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are worth millions and millions, and you're still complaining like this. Hazrat Urwa bin Zubair rahmatullah alayh was the brother of Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anh, the son of Hazrat Zubair bin Awam radiallahu anh. very, very great tabi. Among the eminent ulama of Medina Munawwara, among the fuqaha of Medina Munawwara as well. So he was once on a journey, and in the course of the journey, he injured his leg. Obviously, viewing the medical treatment that they had at that time, plus he was on a journey. So unfortunately, the wound got infected, his leg had to be amputated at the knee. And in the course of the same journey, one of his sons fell and died. So not one, two calamities in one journey. The incident is quite lengthy, but we're just focusing on one aspect of this incident. What is his response? He tells Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, from four limbs you only took one. Oh Allah, from seven sons you only took one. Oh Allah, you are so kind. Whenever you take something from us, you always leave more with us than you have taken. And it's the right of Allah to take everything, because everything belongs to Allah. But how kind is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala treats us in this manner, of which we are not even deserving. So a mu'min will always have a positive outlook. Always trust in Allah. Qazi Shuraih rahmatullah alayh was the head qazi of Kufa. A very, very great tabi. Very, very pious person. You see, every cloud has a silver lining. In the Quran Majid, Allah Ta'ala tells us, Inna ma'al usri yusra. With every difficulty, there won't be one, there'll be double ease. A person needs not to look at what he has lost. Look at how much I'm still enjoying. There are so many ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we take for granted. For example, we are breathing air. Ask a person who's on the ventilator. Without it, he cannot breathe air. And then he's got to pay so many thousand rands a day just to breathe that air. We breathe it for free. So easily. We don't even think to thank Allah. I know of a certain youngster. He came complaining, Molana, I've got insomnia. I only sleep 1.5 to 2 hours a night. There's some of us who can't wake up. Have we ever thought to thank Allah for the ni'mat of sleeping? Every day we sleep. So nicely we sleep. It's a ni'mat of Allah. قَدْرُ النِّعْمَةِ بَعْدَ الزَّوَالِ. It should not be that we only think to thank Allah once we've lost that ni'mat. So Qazi Shuraih rahmatullahi alayh, he said, if any calamity afflicts you, any difficulty befalls you, any adverse condition overcomes you, then you must know that together with that, or in relation to that, there are still three ni'mats of Allah that you enjoy. I've got a calamity, but with what calamity I've got three ni'mats. What are those three ni'mats? He said the first thing is, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this calamity was in your dunya, it was not in your deen. You lost your car, you can always get another car. You lost your job, Allah ta'ala can give you another job. If you lose your iman and you die like that, there's no coming back. So whatever happens, thank Allah, I still have my iman. I know for certain pious alim, he went through some test many, many years ago. He was telling me his experience firsthand. Somebody came to blackmail him. They concocted some evidence against him. And they said, you see, with this evidence, if we make this thing public, as we've fabricated this evidence against you, you will no longer be principal of this madrasa, and you will tarnish your name in society, you will dirty your reputation, you'll have no dignity left. They wanted him to do something that is absolutely haram for them. This alim said, you can do what you want to my name and reputation, you can destroy my izzat, you can have me stripped of my post as principal. If I have my iman, I'm happy with Allah. That is a ni'mat that is the main ni'mat. If I have that, alhamdulillah. So whatever we lost, if we haven't lost our iman, alhamdulillah. The second thing, the calamity could have been worse. Qazi Shuraih rahmatullah alayhi said, whatever happened to you, remember it could have been worse. You lost your car, you could have lost your life. You lost one child, you could have lost your whole family. It could have always been worse. Look at how it could have been worse, and thank Allah it wasn't worse. And the last thing he said, this calamity was written in your taqdeer, no matter what you did, it had to happen. Make shukar, it's over. At least one less thing to worry about. It came, it's gone, at least I got over it, the worst is over. When a mu'min undergoes any tragedy, any difficulty, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't lose hope. Read, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And then recite this dua, Allahumma jurni fi musibati wa akhlif li khayra minha. Oh Allah, reward me for making sabr in this calamity. Oh Allah, what I lost, give me better. If a car was lost, Allah ta'ala give a better car. If there's a house, Allah ta'ala give something better. The proposal didn't work out, Allah ta'ala send a better proposal.
the job didn't work out, Allah Ta'ala give us a better job. Allah Ta'ala can give. That Ummu Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, her husband passed away. She read this dua, Allahumma, first inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and then she recited this dua, that, oh Allah, give me something better. But imagine what a husband she must have had. That she herself says, when I read this dua, I'm thinking, how can I get a better husband? He was the best husband I could ever imagine. Allah Ta'ala make us all husbands like that. As soon as the iddat was over, what happened? Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes and he proposes marriage and she becomes one of the azwaji mutahharat and ummahatul mu'mineen. She says, now I understand. Allah Ta'ala didn't give me better. Allah Ta'ala gave me the best. She had what a calamity. But what a ni'mat came afterwards. Yes, things can be difficult. Things can be tight. Economic difficulty. Pockets are suffering. Jobs are suffering. There's household difficulty. What we need to do is turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayn Allah. Aslaha Allahu ma baynahu wa bayn al-nas. If we fix our relationship with Allah, Allah ta'ala will fix everything else in our lives. Allah ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. First of all, to always remember that He is in charge. We are not in charge. Whatever He does is His prerogative. We cannot complain. But at the same time, we must remember Allah Ta'ala is so kind and loving that whatever He does for us or does to us, even though it seems difficult, there's definitely some good in it. Whether we can understand or not, there's good in it. And finally, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq not to look at what we have lost and what we are suffering, to look at how much we still enjoy.